For all the sparkling statistics he put up, maybe the most impressive thing about Cal quarterback Jared Goff is how he led the Bears program back from an awful 1-11 season in his first year as a starter to an 8-5 mark with a bowl victory 2 years later in 2015.
Definitely, you know, learning experience and taught me a lot about, you know, football, and had to grow up, had to mature, had to, you know, kind of become the leader of the team that next year, and it's been a part of my football journey that I'll definitely look back on as something that helped me.
Considered one of the top two quarterbacks in this draft along with Carson Wentz, Goff hopes to be able to play right away as a rookie, but he says learning behind another starter for a couple of years would have its benefits too. He knows exactly what his own scouting report is.
I think my accuracy is one of my best attributes. Pretty accurate my whole life and was able to improve that at Cal even more. And then I think something I want to work on is kind of tying my feet to my upper body a little bit and kind of staying a little bit more on balance when I'm throwing. I was able to get away with some stuff, I think, in the past. A lot of the drop back pass stuff we did is included in the NFL, but at the same time, I've been training under center now for a while. I'm excited to further my game in that area and just get better every day.
As for that footwork and other fundamentals, he's just going to keep drilling them as long as he has to. No matter where he's picked in the draft, Goff won't be satisfied.
I think just repetition every day and just kind of getting that consistency. That's something that the great ones do, I think, is, you know, just never get complacent, always trying to get better and always working, always trying to get better, always trying to improve their game. And I think that's what you can separate yourself and make you more consistent.